Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue, and I'm your host, Mehdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So we are at your service, dear friends, humbly speaking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, the awaited Savior of humanity. Now, we find that we are going through this dialogue that Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, has with Sheikh Mufid, this very esteemed and well-known and knowledgeable and trustworthy scholar. Now, we find that in this dialogue, there comes a point where Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, says that in spite of all this, meaning the occultation and the various other things surrounding it, we are perfectly cognizant of all your affairs and your problems, and nothing regarding you is hidden from us. Now, this is a statement that we have said, you know, over the last two episodes, but we haven't been able to really speak about it and really think about it as much as it deserves. This statement itself deserves a whole episode because, you know, we do live in an era and in a time, and we're surrounded by, you know, certain difficulties and problems and different agendas and hardships and trials and tribulations and calamities and a lot of stress, you know. And so in this kind of an environment, in this kind of a situation, one of the things that we might unfortunately do is to start to think that, well, the 12th divinely appointed Imam, this awaited Savior of humanity, that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, he doesn't know what's going on, or that he doesn't know what's going on with every single one of us, or he isn't aware of our problems, he isn't aware of the international affairs, or he isn't aware about what is going on in the different parts of the Islamic world and the non-Islamic world. This one sentence here, it destroys all of these different false ideas and false thinkings. And that's why I wanted to focus on this one statement for one whole episode. Because here, Imam al-Mahdi is saying that he is aware of our problems, he is aware of our affairs, he is aware of the international affairs, he is aware of the domestic affairs, he is aware of the situation in every single part of the Islamic world and the non-Islamic world. He is also aware of what we are going through in our own personal lives. The fact that he writes a letter to an individual, of course, with the permission of the Almighty Allah, but he writes a letter to an individual and he speaks to that individual about his specific problems means that, you know, he does know what is going on with every single individual. And even here he says, we know what is going on. And now, of course, it doesn't make sense for Imam al-Mahdi to know what's going on and do nothing. Now, as we've said over our episodes, being an occultation does not mean doing nothing. Yes, it is like the sun which is doing its work but is behind the clouds, meaning we don't see that sun, but the sun is doing its work. And likewise, Imam al-Mahdi is doing his work, he's taking his steps, he's making his plans, he's, you know, doing things on the ground behind the scenes in order to hasten the reappearance and get the situation ready for the reappearance of His Eminence, the awaited Savior of humanity. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
There is also a discussion about another important sign in the books of Ahadith, and that is the sign of Dajjal. Now, with the discussion on Dajjal, it is very difficult to pinpoint when exactly this creature or person appears. If you compare this with Christian eschatology, you will find a striking resemblance with the concept of the Antichrist. Dajjal literally means one who deceives people. And in many books of Ahadith, he is called Masih ad-Dajjal, Masih being the Messiah, as in the Christ. So he is the deceiving Christ, if you like. So from the Christian books, they tend to compare Jesus with the Antichrist to show an individual who comes forth and who appears to be working for the good of humanity and bringing peace, but he actually has another agenda, which is to enslave human beings and then finally to claim divinity for himself. If you compare this to Islamic texts, you will find a similar idea that an individual comes forth who somehow takes control of the economy. The words in Ahadith literally say that he controls the food and the water, which actually would mean he controls the economy, and that he brings humanity to a point where they either have to choose to submit to him in order to get that food and water, in order to survive, or if they oppose him, then they are killed or they face starvation. What is not clear, though, is at what point this Dajjal appears. Some scholars have understood that he appears long before the coming of the Imam. We know from riwayat, some traditions say that human beings have never been tested the way they will be tested with the coming of Dajjal.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.